We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Coachable family? Welcome back to the Coachable podcast. I'm your host, Tori Gordon, and today I am rejoined by one of my dear friends, Noe Ayan, also known as Pavel Stuchlik. He's here in Vegas. There's something going on. A4M conference is in town. We're excited to have him. He's got a big booth here, but today we're going to be talking about the uncensored truth behind 5G, Wi-Fi, and EMF. If you don't know about it, we're going to tell you about it in today's episode. So without further ado, let's just jump in. Pavel is a returning guest on this show. Such a wealth of information, of wisdom, of transformation. And I'm excited to jump into this topic because it's important for people to know about. So thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for making this happen and being the vessel for so many. Because in today's world, having the right education without the deception is so important. And this is one of the most interesting topics because it's on a spectrum of, conspiracy theorists, so to speak. And I felt about this topic for the longest in the same way. But then I had a deep experience with 5G towers that led me to actually look into this.
Yeah.
And so just like with everything, you know, I've been an avid seeker of truth for many, many years. Whenever there is something that is harmful to our environment, to our bodies, to our minds, to our expression in general, I look into it, I dive in, I fully immerse myself. Mm-hmm. And if it's true, then we bring it to the surface.
Yeah, that's what I love about you. And I try to embody myself. It's like I only teach and talk about things I have personal experience with and that I actually use and have experienced true benefits of in my life. So I want to start with understanding what led you to become passionate about raising awareness about this specific topic, which is the harmful effects of EMF, electromagnetic fields, for those that don't know. So I'd love to hear if you could share your own personal experience with this and what is like really fueled your commitment to raising awareness about this topic.
Yeah. So frequency, energy, and vibration is everything. And I've been on this journey through self-transformation the last 15 years, you know, traveling the world, learning from all of these teachers, mystics, gurus. And essentially, it led me into creating this model, which we've discussed last time. It's the me, we, and be. Now, me, the individual part of us, that's your physical health, your mental health, your emotional well-being, and your spiritual connection. Now, we focused a lot on that, on the individual consciousness. Today is really about the we, the collective consciousness, which I split into relationships. Mm-hmm. Who are we surrounding ourselves with? And then the environment. Now, when I start becoming stronger, healthier, and better version of myself, I naturally became more sensitive to every little details on the outside. Mm-hmm. Now, what I mean by environment, I'm talking about the water that we drink, the food sources that we eat, the clothes that we wear, paint, but also EMF.
Yeah.
And because EMF, which stands for electromagnetic frequencies or field, It's unseen, it's invisible, and it brings an extra layer of trust because unlike cigarettes, right, that we visibly know that we're inside of a smoke, especially here in casinos.
Yeah.
Pisses me off whenever we walk.
You can see it, you smell it, it's right in front of you.
Yeah, so this one you can. Now, imagine this, right? We are frequency holders, generators, creators, and we either tune into, you know, the good, right? The positive, the healthy, the let's say love-based frequencies, or we do the opposite, which is, you know, the fear, the anxieties, the you know, negative emotions and mental patterns. And so what we have to recognize is that as is it's on the inside, so is happening on the outside. So whatever also is impacting us on the outside will have a major energy implications on the inside. Now, how I learn about EMFs. So I've been in the biohacking space for about 7 years, but I've always had this question, you know, is this really for real? Because of the same thing, like I don't see it. I don't really feel like it's impacting me, but it's kind of like gluten, right? Every single person on earth is gluten, you know, sensitive to a certain extent because we know gluten causes inflammation.
Yep.
Now, more gluten you have, and let's say you eat it every single day, you might not even feel the impact because you just feel iffy all the time.
Yeah.
But the minute, let's say that you do a fast for 10 days without any gluten, and then you eat a pizza, you're going straight to sleep.
Yeah.
And so we sometimes don't even know that it affects us until we clear it out of our system and space.
Yep.
And so that's just an analogy of with, you know, EMFs. It's kind of like toxins.
Mm-hmm.
More you're surrounded by it, more you are exposed to it, then further the damage can happen, which we'll touch on, you know, all throughout.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to use this slide for this moment. So those of you that have the opportunity to see this on the video, highly recommend. We're going to use different slides to showcase this. But it started off during COVID when I moved to Houston. Now, I never used to live in, you know, major urban city.
Mm-hmm.
I always preferred nature. And because of our project at that time, I basically was living in a spot, you know, heart straight in downtown. And essentially what happened was I start feeling iffy. I had a mild depression, a little bit of anxiety, and I was healthy as it gets. Mm-hmm. You know, I was following all the biohacking and I could not explain why. So then I start giving more of an attention right across my window was a 5G tower. Now, during COVID, I don't know if you remember, that's when 5Gs were rolled out.
Yes, I remember.
So they just, you know, activated it while we were all at home. And that's exactly when I start feeling iffy like this. And by the way, this is millions of others.
Yeah.
This is not just me. And what I've noticed is that I am lightly electromagnetic sensitive. Now, what that means is that if I get exposed to 5Gs or I'm constantly around phones or computers, it is making an impact on my health and on my body. So from this, I went on PubMed. I went into, you know, all of the podcasts I could find. I searched all of the different, you know, things and came to a conclusion. There's over 6,000 studies that have been proven to be detrimental, that EMF is detrimental to our health.
Wow.
So when I saw this, because if you Google, are EMFs, you know, safe?
Mm-hmm.
Every single telecommunication company knows how to run SEO really well, and it will show you there's no, you know, proven record
or that harmful it's, effects.
Yes,
yeah.
And let me tell you why. The reason why majority of the industry funded studies are made on 220 pound men, which is only 3% of the population.
Wow.
And they're obviously not going to be as affected because of the skull size than as a little baby.
Right.
So this led me to start searching different ways to, you know, understand this, how many towers are around me. And what I did is I found this little website. It's the antennasearch.com.
Okay.
Everybody can do this. You can put your zip code in. And this was my zip code at that time. And it showed me that there is over 2,800 antennas within 3 mile radius.
Can we pull that up on the screen just so people can see this?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So this was really shocking. I was like, wow, this is a lot.
Wow.
Then I went on a search around the country and I was like, how about LA?
Yeah.
So LA is even greater. It's over 3,300 studies. And then was in New York. Now check New York.
Wow.
Imagine somebody living in such a dense area. It's over 7,700 antennas around us.
Sure.
Now, this starts, you know, letting me into thinking like, okay, like I wake up in the morning and let's say that I'm super healthy and everything is strong, but then I'm so impacted by EMFs, which one of the biggest impacts it has is on our DNA and also on our sleep. So imagine that when you're exposed, we start producing cortisol and we are in stress. And more in stress we are, obviously, we're plenty of, you know, research on being in fight or flight, how detrimental that alone is. So imagine that this sets you in stress constantly, all the time. So this is antennasearch.com. It's a great place to just visit. Just check out where you are.
Okay.
Because what I've also learned is it even matters where, which way is it facing.
Wow.
Because then it's either coming through your house, right? Or it's, you know, somewhat around the house.
Right.
So very important. Now, this was the question, you know, are human rights being violated in this? Because we didn't get to say yes, no.
Right.
And so this is something that there was no public consent. There was no public safety to actually even, you know, showcase if this is really okay besides the 220-pound men.
Right.
So is this okay?
Right.
That's the question.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's important for us to start to understand. First, we have to be educated, right? To understand that this is even happening. Because we, most of the general public thinks 5G, oh great, we're going to have faster Wi-Fi. But we don't think about, is this going to have any negative side effect on my life or my health? That, for instance, I mean, that's not something I was thinking about until recently, until I met you.
Yeah. And then also animals, nature,
sure,
right? That all gets impacted as well. And that's the sad part. You know, we live on Earth, right? Mm-hmm. That we should be for Earth. And yet as a society, we continue just taking, you know, resources and frequencies that don't resonate with the natural way of living.
Yeah.
Now, then I looked up the new satellites. So currently we're being carpeted by satellites from a variety of different companies.
Okay.
And what is going to happen, this is kind of what it looks like. So this is right now, today, if you go on, you know, the Starlink website, and as you can see, we're literally completely carpeted besides the North Pole and South Pole. And what's insane, there's going to be over 40,000 of these by 2030. So where do we opt out now?
How can you escape? You can't.
You cannot. So let's say that you are like, oh, I'm going to go off-grid.
Right.
Well, your off-grid is covered too, unless you live in Antarctica.
Right, exactly.
So this is something interesting. So right now there is over 5K active satellites, but I mean, thousands of them are just
popping
being
up
rolled out.
Yep.
So that's something to think about.
Yeah, so I want to talk about exactly, like for those who have never heard about this before, in simple terms, like can you just explain to us what an EMF is and why it's important for us to be mindful about how it's impacting our health?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So EMF stands for electromagnetic frequencies.
Right.
And essentially there's two different types. So there's a natural, which we've been exposed to forever, you know, that's sun.
Okay.
Then there is the non-natural or man-made EMF. And those are the ones that we have to be concerned about. Now, I'm going to show you a real quick graph so you understand the differences. So there is either the non-ionizing frequencies, which is the low frequency based. And then there is the ionizing frequencies, which are the high.
Okay.
We have known about ionizing frequencies forever. This is, you know, ultraviolet radiation, X-rays. We know that it's not good for us. And especially if you spend too much time, right, you're going to get poisoned. But nobody ever really truly thought about the non-ionizing, the man-made ones that come from TV, radio, cell phones, microwaves, power lines, Bluetooth. I mean, it's all around us.
Yep.
Now, this is the issue where we don't have enough safety. And I'm going to dive into how the safety actually is out there. I mean, cell phones users, they actually have all of these disclaimers, but they're so tiny that unless you're actually looking into it, you won't even know.
Exactly.
And so
that's the fine print.
Yes.
It doesn't get underlined or bolded. You have to go look for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there's four types of man-made EMFs if you kind of break it down.
Okay.
So there's radio frequency, the RF, which is, you know, Wi-Fi, routers, 5G, cordless phones, mobile phones, any smart tech.
Okay.
Then you've got the electric fields, which is common sources are like household wiring, underground electronics, and chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got magnetic fields, which is high voltage power lines, electrical panels, houses with faulty wiring, and beyond. So that's kind of what we see everywhere around us that powers everything. And then you've got dirty electricity, which is in dimmers, switchers, smart TVs. It's something that you actually have to check in your house.
Yep.
Because most electric plugs are not grounded properly.
Mm-hmm.
And that just emits dirty electricity.
Okay. Well, I'm already identifying that all of those exist in my life on a daily basis.
Oh, all of us.
Right.
And I think that's why, you know, who does this impact? I mean, even our dogs and even our cats.
No one is exempt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just so you know, disclaimer, right now we're going to share with you the data that we know. And I don't want you to panic. That's
sure.
The last thing we want. Because I panicked a little bit, but then we're going to go into, okay, what do
we do?
Yes.
Okay, great.
So are they harmful? Exposure to man-made EMFs has been found to be detrimental to our health by a number of non-industry funded studies.
Yeah.
So just like always, if you follow the money and if you follow the studies that were paid by the money, do not trust this necessarily with your full, you know, open mind and heart. Look into the non-industry studies because that's when you can start finding truth.
Yeah.
Because these people have no interest in selling 5G towers.
Right. And this is exactly where I wanted to go with this conversation because I know there are skeptics out there, right? And they're going to argue like maybe the concerns around EMF are overblown, but you're about to get into the science and the studies behind it to really prove what we're talking about.
Yes, okay. You absolutely bet. And so if you look at this slide, so basically there's over 6,000 scientific articles that have been published worldwide to demonstrate the toxicity of electromagnetic radiation. Now, this is just a little footprint. What I did is I brought some of the main leading experts, and this is what they think. 5G is the stupidest idea in the history of the world because there was no part of proof. Now, these are major, you know, people in the scientific community that are saying this. And unfortunately, you know, we are where we are. Now, World Health Organization classifies electromagnetic fields as a possible carcinogen to humans.
Wow.
So there's actually, this is already classified as this.
Yeah.
Because so many people are having these issues.
I feel like this should be something that the general public knows about. If the World Health Organization is considering this a potentially carcinogen, then why don't the majority of the population understand about like how this is impacting us? And this is why this conversation is so important to get this education information out there.
Well, think about it as cigarettes.
Yeah.
From 1950, cigarettes were pushed by doctors,
so true,
by scientists that it's, you know, one smoke a day will keep your health.
Keep the doctor away.
Keep the doctor away. And that's ridiculous, right? Yeah. And the same type of PR strategies we're seeing in the telecommunication industry right now, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just mirror this, it took them 50 years to actually say that it causes cancer.
Right.
Well, EMFs are the same. It literally causes cancer. And same thing like cigarettes. It might not happen in 5 years, maybe 10 years, because it's got that accumulated effect over the damage of our DNA or of our, you know, immune system until, you know, something goes.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about cell phones.
Okay.
Everybody has a cell phone and it's the, you know, technology closest to us. And we think that cell phones might be, you know, the most progressive thing to connect us. And again, there's nothing wrong with this. It's how we use them and also how are they actually produced.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to share a quick video from Chicago Tribune investigation, which is so interesting because they were like, okay, so what is the safety with cell phones? And I'll let the experts, research, investigators to tell us this.
Okay, let's see.
Cell phone radiation isn't that powerful. But back in the 1990s, the federal government was concerned enough to set a safety limit. It's measured in the amount of radiation from the phone that is absorbed in human tissue. To this day, a new phone model can't be brought to market unless testing shows that it meets the standard. Still, we at the Chicago Tribune wondered, how much radiation exposure do phones really cause? We bought more than a dozen phones and had them tested by an accredited lab using standard procedures. To test each one, the lab owner used a special mixture of fluids that mimics the electrical properties of the body. He poured that into a fiberglass tub. Then he secured a phone underneath the tub and set it to operate at full power. The robotic arm dipped up and down in the fluid, measuring the amount of radiation it was absorbing. There were two main things we wanted to know. First, would the phones meet the safety limit if tested at the same distance from the body as the manufacturer's own testing? It turned out that some phones exceeded the limit. Next, we noticed that federal rules allow phone manufacturers to test phones up to 25 millimeters away from a simulated body. That's nearly an inch. The rules reflect times when many people carried their phones in belt clips or even holsters, not that close to the body. So our second question was, what if phones were tested at a smaller distance to reflect how people carry their phones today, like in a pocket? This is crucial. Typically, the farther away a phone is away from simulated tissue, the less exposure to radiation. So we moved the phones in closer to 2 millimeters, or less than a tenth of an inch. At this distance, radiation exposure often exceeded the safety standard.
So This is just a quick insert. There's a whole video. So if anybody wants to Google the Chicago Tribune investigation, I highly advise it. And essentially, they described how we measure the safety.
Yeah.
Now, the results were 9 out of 10 cell phones were over the limit.
Exceeding the limit.
Now, this is 10 years ago.
Right.
So what I have pulled up now, it's iPhone 7 and Galaxy S8, which was 4.5 times higher than the safety limit.
Wow.
Now, distance is always, maybe that's the tool number one today, is that we further apart you are, then lighter that radiation is.
So creating distance between the physical product that is putting off that radiation and your body.
Yep. Okay. Yep. You got it. And then also, when it comes to, cell phones in general, we want to put it on airplane whenever we're not using it. Something really interesting that I've learned is, so let's say that you're underground when you're parking. Let's say that, your signal is only 1 or 2 bars at that time. That means up to 7 different 5G towers are pointing at you to keep the signal with you.
Right.
So lower the signal, then higher the radiation, more towers are coming at you.
To try to give you the signal. Wow.
So that's also very, very important that, if you don't need it, especially on the ground, just have it off.
Yep. So turning your phone on airplane mode will actually remove your connection to the 5G towers.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Great. And then unfortunately, it won't, at night, you actually want to completely shut it down.
Okay.
Because nowadays they're still, active, even when we're sleeping. But the FCC guidelines have been set since 1996 and have not been changed. But our technology has changed so dramatically.
It continues to improve.
Right? Yep. So that's just something to know.
Okay.
This is just the example of the industry research that's based on 220-pound men, a 6-foot-tall adult. And children absorb up to 10 times more cell phone radiation than adults.
And what's crazy about that is that our children are the ones that are using iPads and iPhones and all of this technology. They're the ones that are, adults as well, but they're being exposed to it at high levels.
It's really, sad. And I've got 3 children and it's really that it's a lot to discuss.
Yeah.
Then another crazy thing. So iPhone 12 can interfere with someone with implanted cardiac devices.
Oh, wow.
So you actually cannot use iPhone 12 if you have any sorts of cardio devices.
Implanted it. Yeah.
And this is all real data, right? So let's say that are we conspiracies? This is the iPhone, telling and advising. And in France, this was about 2 months ago, they completely banned iPhone 12. You cannot buy iPhone 12 anymore in France. That's how, concerned the country is.
So this is what I'm reading. Magnets in iPhone Series 12 can interfere with some implanted cardiac devices. This is coming from the Journal of the American Heart Association. This is a legitimate report. This is not just made up information. This is not, false info. This is real data that we're saying, okay, even Apple is saying if you've got a cardiac device implanted in you somewhere, our technology might have some issues with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's scary.
It truly is. And here's the warning. So in your iPhones, you can actually find these warnings, but it's so tiny that you literally cannot see it.
Right.
But so this is just, you know, just an example of that they also know. And, you know, check this out. I mean, if you look at the timeline from 1G in 1979, you know, now we're on 5G. And they're already talking about 6G, by the way, which, you know, is meant to be used using our physical bodies as a transmission. As an accelerator.
Really?
So we pray that this is not gonna, you know, happen.
Yeah, definitely. Because so we're talking about how we can start to identify and mitigate the exposure to these harmful, you know, radiation waves. Because I think what you've already started to expose is some of the ways that we are exposed to it in our day-to-day lives. And what are the sources of the EMS that we're constantly in contact with?
Yeah, no. So again, you can check out on the screen. So there is, you know, cars, any electric cars, they're going to emit. It's like being inside of a microwave.
I drive a Tesla often. And unfortunately, that means I'm exposed.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And actually, I'll show you a video a little bit later on when you charge Tesla, what's happening.
Okay.
That's like the most crucial time not to be in the car. Okay. Just FYI.
Good to know.
Then we've got neighbors' Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So if you look at your house, apartment, whatever you are, you're being bombarded constantly from every single place.
Yeah.
Then we've got your Wi-Fi in general. Then there is dirty electricity, which by the way, especially if your bed is attached to the wall, just make a distance.
Okay.
Push it out a little bit so it's not conducting. We've got appliances, fluorescent lights, and anything smart is actually quite dumb. And I hate to say this.
Yeah.
Because the progress is, you know, awesome, but the way we're using the technology to start with, it could be adjusted so it's not as harmful to us, but it would cost a little bit more money. And so that's unfortunately what we're working against. Then Bluetooth, if you can avoid Bluetooth as much as possible, it's really crucial because imagine that you have your earbuds in your head, you're just radiating. I mean, we have a experience with my father-in-law. He had a tumor, a brain tumor from using his phone on his skull.
Really?
So he actually had a tumor. We've got people that, you know, all across the world that are talking to us about all of these, you know, health issues. And we'll dive into that as well.
Yeah. And if you're hearing this and you're concerned and you're like, oh my gosh, my home, my children, my family, how can I protect it? We're going to get into that as well because there is hope and there are ways that you can prevent this and what you can do to protect yourself and your family. So we're going to get there.
Yes. So then it's also baby monitors and smart meters.
Okay.
So by the way, if you have a smart meter, you can just call your electric company and ask them to change it back to analog.
Okay.
And so again, there is a way to not have this, you know, constant connection, right?
Right.
Now, I'm going to show you a quick video about your Tesla, okay?
Charging Tesla.
So,
show in the back seat the milligauss reading.
So this is what's happening at the back. So, imagine that you have a kid that is sitting there, especially by the… you know, right by where our car seat, right, is, you are literally exposing children into enormous amount of, you know, EMF.
Yeah.
And so if you charge the car, you know, step outside of it if you can. Don't be inside of it.
Okay.
Because this is, you literally see it on a meter.
Yeah. I mean, that's right in front of your eyes. You can't dispute that.
Yep. Now here's baby monitor.
This is the baby's bedroom and we've got a baby monitor. So I've got my Safe and Sound Pro 2 here. And I just wanted to show you what kind of readings we're getting off of this. So, all right. So next to the monitor, I'm at 90,000, close to 90,000. Now, remember, we want our readings under 10 microwatts per square
under
meter.
10.
Ideally.
There's 90,000.
So obviously that's way too high, especially in a baby's room. Now, here's the crib. And I'm significantly lower as we get away from it, which is great. But I'm still between 2,000 to 5,000, which is way too high.
Wow.
So 2,000 to 5,000 versus 10.
Yep.
Let's just marinate on that. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
You know how much higher this is. Then I have, so there's this whole community about smart meters.
Okay.
There's literally people that are, there's so many studies and so many just testimonials on these sites about what this does, you know, to our body.
Yeah.
And some of the most prominent ones is, you know, headache, problems sleeping, ringing in ears. By the way, that I hear constantly from people.
I have so many friends who are experiencing this. And I personally recently have had tinnitus and I have never in my life experienced this. And it was shocking. I woke up in the middle of the night with hearing electromagnetic frequencies in my ears. I could hear the buzzing in my ears and I've never experienced that before. And it was terrifying, to be honest. And I have not until this moment put those two things together and thinking they might be related.
Yeah. And you know, now I'm going to get tiny little conspiracy based
okay.
because it's just for the fun fact. You know, Hitler has been using frequencies to brainwash people since World War II.
Right.
Now, this is fact. Imagine what could be potentially happening, right, with these frequencies to our everyday basis.
Well, they can be weaponized.
They could
clearly.
Be weaponized.
Yeah.
And we know they are, actually. There's another thing that the Russians use against U.S. embassies. They were using frequencies to literally distort people's fields.
Hmm.
And so imagine that now that distortion, you know, is not fully directed at you, but it's constantly right. emitting around you.
Wow.
If you go on this site, the Stop UMTS, it will give you worldwide testimonials about smart meters.
Okay.
And again, analog, you can go back into, you know, good old analog based mm-hmm. and it's going to, you know, take you away from that. Now let's talk about electrohypersensitivity,
yeah.
another medical term, EHS.
Yeah. Cause I was going to ask, like, are there specific groups of people who might be more vulnerable to these things than others?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So 3% of the population, one in every 33 people is electrohypersensitive, which these people cannot stand. They cannot hold their cell phone in their hands. They cannot have the phone anywhere near them. They're basically, unless you do a Faraday cage around them
mm-hmm.
where there is no EMF, they are just their immune system can't handle it.
Wow.
Then 35% of the world is mildly have mild moderate symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I fall under.
Okay.
So basically this is where, you know, I start feeling iffy and mm-hmm. unexplained, tiredness. And then the rest of the population, every single person is affected. I'm going to bring the gluten back.
Okay.
You know, just like yeah. with the gluten, just like there's just
a tolerance
like sugar
level.
Exactly. And also there's also a way of like, you know, if you eat sugar every single day, you just feel down,
yeah.
right? If you use, you know, electromagnetic fields or you're exposed to it every day, right? You're constantly used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute you remove it, that's when you start feeling like a whole new person.
Well, and it sort of becomes like a process of elimination diet of like removing the things that are in your life that you don't. And I went through this at the beginning of this year. I started to remove things in my life that I was having symptoms that I wasn't really sure where they were originating from. So I was like, let me take this out, whether it's my hormonal birth control or this food that I'm eating or exposure to this thing or like the EMFs. And then let me see what naturally resolves itself.
Well, that's you got it right. And that's literally the process that we talked about last time, the
yep.
four-step process, right? You first wake up, you bring those things that don't work in your life into the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Then you clean up, you eliminate, you let go of like detox the body, right? Let go of negative relationships. And
right.
this can apply to anything, right?
Yeah.
Then you power up, you bring the right tools to help you and accelerate so you can go into offense.
Yeah.
And then you rest up and integrate to take time on your own to revisit, reanalyze what is your environment and your personal health.
And
like.
How you're feeling, yeah.
And that's how you bring the power back to you. And that's our goal is how do we empower you to have these tools to be able to, you know, change so you can feel at your best.
Yeah. And so that you can use these technologies in the way that most benefit you and not have them use you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, let me pull up a few main symptoms because
okay.
I think that's really important.
Yeah.
So depression, being drained, tired, edgy, you know, these are very general, you know,
yeah.
feelings, but especially if you've been healthy, if you've done your blood work, if there's nothing else, you know, happening, you shouldn't feel this way. I mean, we should be happy, healthy, strong,
right.
harmonious, right? And so these are some of the most prominent. Now, here are some of the bigger symptoms that have been, you know, reported. So impaired immune system. And this is, again, another, you know, really hard one to kind of say this is EMF.
Right.
Because EMF, let's say that you have autoimmune issues, which I had Epstein-Barr, chronic fatigue, you know, battled it for 10 years.
Okay.
And and what it does, it makes your body that much lower, that, you know, it gives you that much less energy to fight this. Mm-hmm. Reduce melatonin. So this is when sleep. Now more than ever, people cannot sleep.
Yeah.
You know, sleep is we have 92% of all of our classes that we produce are all around sleep, by the way.
Wow.
Interesting data that shows us that people need to sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
Brain tumors, eye problems, memory loss. We've got DNA damage. I mean, DNA is the foundation, right, of us. Headaches, fatigue, fibromyalgia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, arthritis, diabetes, anxiety, cancer, sleeplessness. This has all been linked to EMF.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, a little bit about Alzheimer's and breast cancer. The evidence indicates that long-term significant occupational exposure to EMFs may certainly increase the risk. Mm. Now, this has been already studied. It's summarized from the Pathophysiology in 2009. And by the way, this is the scariest part to me. All of this stuff, it comes, yeah, like microwave. We've known about microwaves since the 60s.
Yep.
You
can even hear the buzzing from your refrigerator or your microwave or these in the background of your life. If you pay attention, you can start to hear them all around you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fertility.
This is a big one.
This is a huge right now.
Yeah.
So among of the 27 studies investigating the effects of EMF on a male reproductive system, negative consequences of exposure were reported in 21.
So out of 27 studies, wow.
So 21 of them were direct link mm-hmm. to this. And again, I think this is a combination of all environment, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at our diets, what we're drinking, I mean, it's just all, you know, diminishing our possibility. Yeah. But if, you know, you are looking to have a baby, it is important to be as little exposed as possible.
I know.
Pain. So many people have unexplained pain. And this is, again, the study provide evidence for the first time that subjects exposed to cell phone towers at low regular levels can actually perceive pain.
Hmm.
So unexplainable pain, I have it in our retreats, workshops all the time. Just don't know why am I in pain. So again, it's linked to EMF.
Wow.
Schwannoma type tumors. So there is a government funded $25 million gave to the National Toxicology Program to study. And essentially, it confirmed in 2017 that the brain was, you know, caused by his cell phone use. So the tumors were caused by the use of cell phones. And so again, I have a personal experience with this in our family.
Yeah.
So we can literally, you know, attest for that. DNA damage, that's another huge one. And I think, you know, I just wanted to lay this out. By the way, any of these studies, any of these things that you want to dive in deeper,
mm-hmm.
we have a free EMF webinar and also consultation that we provide to people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a lot, right?
Yeah.
To kind of be able to figure out where you're going.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, think about it as a health coach, right? So what supplements, what sleep, mm-hmm. but now for your environment.
Yeah. I've gone through this consultation with your team and it was so like… eye-opening to be able to go through and have somebody kind of walk me through my home environment, how many people live in my home, what types of devices are there. We talked about having, you know, the electrical car and all of our, everything that's there and what we can do to start mitigating that. Because for the rest of this conversation, I really want to help focus on what do we do now? How can we protect ourselves? What technology or tools can we utilize to create an environment of safety and also one that gives us the best ability to thrive.
Absolutely. So yes, what can we do next?
Yeah.
In our consultations, by the way, this is all free. So we are going to give you the right tools. And this is all our mission. Like mm-hmm. NOAA Movement is all about empowering people. And then of course, if you have the means and you can, you know, help it, right? Then do it based on, you know, where you're at.
Yeah.
Now, here are some of the most important things. So first thing first, cut down on the EMF devices. So anything that's unnecessarily, I mean, if you're still using microwave, toss it away. It should not be there for a variety of other reasons, even besides EMF.
Mm-hmm.
but also any appliances, any smart appliances. It doesn't have to be connected to the Wi-Fi. Because imagine this, it just keeps on sending these focus beams all around your environment to be connected to the Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And it's constantly searching. So you're in this field of unnatural, magnetic frequencies. The second part is say no to smart meters. So as we discussed, get an analog instead. You can easily call your local provider.
Okay.
The third step is make the move from wireless to wired. I know this is not ideal and possible for everyone and all the time, but especially if you're home, if you have a set office, just go back to cord. It will save you so much energy, throughout the day. The next part is get rid of fluorescent light bulbs and older LED track lighting. They all emit tons of dirty electricity. Okay. So imagine like a messy energy around you all the time, distorting. Kind of like, to give you an analogy, if you go from one city and you have a, let's say, 96.5 radio playing, but then the 96.5 starts to get weaker and weaker, it's that fuzziness. That's what happens to your body, to your brain.
Wow.
The fifth one is think carefully where you put your router. So do not have ever router at your home, where you sleep, at your bedroom. Create a bedroom that's technology free completely.
Yep.
I mean, in our bedroom, we've got, a probiotic air filter. We've got completely zero. Everything is organic. We use organic wool material with a grounding pad when we're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, our phones are not around. Basically, also flowers and plants like snake plants that actually can clear the air. So make an oasis and turn off your Wi-Fi when you sleep.
Okay.
You could put it on a timer if you forget. But if you can just turn it off, then that much further you are from all the other neighbors.
Okay.
Put space between your bed and the wall. So leave at least 8 inches of the space. So that way, again, it's not emitting while you're sleeping and you're literally conducting. Keep the tech out of the bedroom completely. Put airplane mode whenever you're not using your device. That's more of a summary of what we said.
Mm-hmm.
And then limit children's exposure to Wi-Fi and devices. Ideally, zero, because there's no safety limit. But if you can at least get one of those covers, we actually use Defender Shield where you cover your iPhone, you cover your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
So that way at least you know that you're not straight.
There's a barrier between it. Yeah.
Absolutely. There is no safety levels when it comes to children. And this is, by the way, Barry Trower. I'm going to just play a real quick video for parents.
What should be happening is you should be measuring the amount of radiation in the room and seeing if it is safe for children. But I can tell you, without even looking, it isn't. And I'll tell you why. Because unlike medication, where there is a safe level for children, they have an adult dose and a child's dose, there is no safety level for microwave radiation for children. Not one. And it is my job as scientific advisor, I read, I translate papers from all around the world. And I have never, ever, no matter which country I've lectured in, which paper I've read, I have never, ever seen a single scientist brave enough to produce a safety level of microwave radiation for a child. There isn't one that exists.
So this is just, I think for the parents, it's really important, to notice so we can protect our children.
Sure.
Ditch the tech wearables. That's another one. I mean, you're just radiating yourself all the time and also your nervous system with the notifications. You're constantly going into fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
So reduce time, exposure and distance. So coming back to earth, earthing, grounding, there's a whole movement with that alone.
Yeah.
That will all help you get rid of that excessive frequencies. Avoid Bluetooth as much as possible. And, to summarize this, place your cell phone, do not ever place your cell phone right on your head. Even if you have it, I just put it on speaker because that's just going straight, in your brain.
Okay.
So, this is
it's a lot. It's a lot to digest. But the good thing is there are ways that we can start to mitigate this, things we can do proactively to get rid of this in our homes. But I also want to talk about this device that's sitting right here as we wrap up. What is this Key Shield and what do you want people to know about it and how it might impact their levels of exposure?
Absolutely. So after all of this knowledge, I went on the hunt to basically try and buy every single device that's out there. Mm-hmm. Now, if you think about majority of the devices, it works on harmonization, which doesn't really harmonize EMF. It doesn't really have an impact on EMF. And most of them even claim you have to use it for 6+ months to do something around your field.
Okay.
Now, what I was looking for is an actual solution. How do we live with technology, not, you know, against technology?
Yeah.
So what I came across was this inventor, Hagen Tiers, who is the inventor of the year in European Union last year because of this groundbreaking technology called the Key Tech, the Key Technologies. Now, what it does, it works on a major study from Greek on a term called depolarization. Mm-hmm. And what it means, it renaturalizes harmful EMFs around your space back into Earth. Mm-hmm. Now, it does it without you plugging it in. So you don't need any more electricity.
Right.
It does it anywhere that you go. It activates with just sitting, you know, up just like this. And essentially, it's so groundbreaking that it works on this key liquid that's inside of it that's charged by this $1 million, you know, chamber that essentially certifies this, but also it exposes it into an enormous amount of radiation to ensure that it actually does what it does. Mm-hmm. And then basically we can look at the slide. We've got three different types of this.
Okay.
There is the personal, which we have here, the Key Shield. This is the one that I constantly travel with wherever I go. It covers about 16 feet in diameter.
Yeah.
You can, you know, have it in your bedroom or
that's
especially
where I have it.
Yep. And in the car. So mm-hmm. by the way, it's used for a cup holder.
Oh,
so
wow.
When you're traveling in your Tesla, just have it right there.
Okay.
So you can be in a protected state.
Great.
Then we've got the Key Home, which is for, you know, 2 to 3 bedroom house. Mm-hmm. It covers the entire house and it depolarizes everything. Water. It works with plants. It works with animals.
Wow.
So it keeps the safe environment for you, especially when you sleep.
Wow.
Then we've got the Key Max, which covers an entire 20-foot story building. This is what we offer to, you know, grocery stores, mm-hmm. Schools, offices, mm-hmm. Hotels, anything that's bigger
yep.
in size. It covers 328 feet in diameter.
Okay.
So it's really, you know, large.
Yep.
And so essentially, there is over 25 independently made studies. Some of the most prominent studies are done with injuries. So they, if you cut yourself and you are not exposed to any EMF, your wound should be healed within 24 hours. Now, if you are exposed to EMF, it takes 4 to 5 days for the wound to heal. So
wow.
by the way, that just shows you another
impact your immune system.
On your immune system.
Absolutely.
Now, with this key device, it's within 1 to 2 days. So it's about 90% as if you were not exposed at all.
Wow.
And the reason why it's 90%, we leave that 10% so you can actually use technology. Because otherwise you wouldn't be able to use technology.
At all.
It would be completely, you know, depolarized.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so people with electrohypersensitivity, we literally see this all the time. They hold this and they start using phones again.
Mm.
So the amount of testimonials we have for people that it saved their life, like that's how detrimental to these people it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. People that have Aura Ring, you
yeah.
know, that can actually measure with HRV, their HRV while they're asleep. That's where you can see the biggest results with this because your body is less stressful. It you know, it keeps you in a deeper sleep. So you can see your deep sleep numbers go up. And that's, you know, just one of the easiest way to self-diagnose
yeah.
With this. But again, we have the full research papers. So if you want to dive into all of the different ones, because it affects your brain. It works with theta brain waves as well.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps your brain calmer. Because it has a copper around it, I actually love meditating. I just put it around my heart And copper has been proven to ground as well. So it's a grounding element. Mm-hmm. And that's, by the way, that's not how it works. A lot of people think it's a copper. No, it's the liquid that's inside of it that creates that field around us.
Yeah.
But the copper is just an add-on that we can, you know, use in everyday life.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite things that I have in my bedroom and a tool that it's just, I don't even have to think about it. I know I'm protected. I know that my environment is being cleansed and neutralized and cleaned throughout the day. And it's just one less thing. It just, and there's nothing more valuable in my life than peace of mind. You know what I mean? And since I've had this, I just have that now for my family, for my roommate, for our home. And then to be able to take it everywhere with me is also a huge bonus. So can you tell people again, just to wrap this up, because we've given people so much information to digest. We've given you guys research and studies that you can dive into further if you're interested. We've told you about how you can start to take matters into your own hands and start to eliminate these things from your home, from your environment, and make some adjustments. And then also what tools are available, like the Key technology, whether it's the Key Shield or the Key Max or Key Home. And also what Noah's doing with his company and how they'll provide a free consultation for you. So will you just remind people how they can get access to that consultation and also how they can purchase these tools if they would want to?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you, we'll put it into a link.
Yeah.
But if you go on our website, you can either, connect with our customer service right here and there. But essentially we book out people. I mean, we have a literally packed schedule because of the amount of interest that people want to have in this. And think about it, it's like a mini webinar for your own self. So it's a personalized 15 to 30 minutes that we will ask you, you know, what type of smart appliances do you have? How big is your, what's the size of your house or apartment? Mm-hmm. Where do you work? So also we're going to dive into the office space as well as the car that you drive. So if you have electric car, how do we, magnify that? And we focus on the personal part, which is what we use Defender Shield for. Yep. So that's covering your cell phones, having earbuds that have tubes in there. So you don't have to use, headphones with Bluetooth, all the way to the environment, which is the wave guard. Mm-hmm. And we will help you tie it all in. Now, if you cannot afford this not ready yet, it is absolutely fine. We're not in the business of pushing this. We're in the business of helping people understand it. So at least you can minimize, right? That's the first step, minimize and eliminate and then bring it in as you can.
Yeah.
So we'll send you this. We also have a webinar that goes into deeper education. And I highly suggest read the book EMF'd by Dr. Joe Mercola.
Okay.
Because he wrote this entire book. I mean, he's one of the most, accreditized, progressive, leaders in biohacking, in longevity. But he talks about in depth as well what this does, how we're being lied to because of the, tobacco companies comparing to the, telecommunication.
Yeah.
Yep. So highly suggest just to get more, resources.
Okay, amazing. So you guys, we're going to put up the link for how you guys can go get a consultation, how you can also purchase your own technology, whether it's the Key Home, Key Shield, Key Max, and really empower you to take control over your technology and you use it in the ways that benefit you most, not having it use you and your family and your children and how you can protect them. Noah, Pavel, thank you. You are so impactful. You're so powerful. You bring such important information and wisdom and knowledge to this show. And this is, the show is all about how do we build lives that feel as good as they look. And some of us are experiencing, the ickiness, that iffiness, that the fatigue, the brain fog that we can't explain. We're having symptoms that are, we go into the doctors and they don't really have solutions or answers for us. And this might be something that many people are finally understanding and exposed to and become aware of so that they can actually make a difference in their own lives and create a life that feels really good. Doesn't just connect us, doesn't just look good on the outside, but really feels good on the inside too.
Absolutely. And I think I'll leave it with in life, I used to learn from the gutter. I used to be sick, tired. I had depression and I was in a victimhood mindset. And what I really want to emphasize here, you have the power to change everything inside you and outside you. When you educate, you motivate. When you motivate, you see results because you can put it into action. So whatever it is, whatever you are in your life, if you're not at your best, if your sleep is not, you know, proper and strong, if you lack energy when you wake up, there is something in your field, in your environment or in your health that needs to be looked at. And I really urge you, look at it. Do not go another day with feeling iffy because it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Live at your best.
Yeah. Your body's natural state is health. It wants to be in health. It wants to find homeostasis. And this is another way you can support yourself in doing that. So you guys, make sure you go to the show notes right now. Check out the link. Go sign up for a free consultation or go purchase your own Key Shield. Like I have one in my home, so that you can be on your way to having a life that feels so, so good and is one that you can wake up to and bring your best self and bring your full self and your most energy to your family and to your work and to the things that you love. So until next week, we will see you soon on the Coachable Podcast.